Proclamation number 8611, dated the September 9th, 1963. Intercession for souls in the beyond. I repeatedly emphasize that people still live in too much darkness and that therefore a light shall be kindled for them. But much is described as light which is more likely to intensify the darkness. For deceptive lights emerge from my adversary and are transmitted to people by spiritual powers who have no authority to teach but who express themselves where contacts to the spiritual world are established, which can be intervened by immature spirits, because the conditions that guarantee the transmission of pure truth do not yet exist. My adversary will always aim not to lose his followers, and therefore he will try to prevent people from loving activity of any kind. First and foremost, he will try to stop the souls from leaving the abyss, from coming out of the darkness into the light of day. Thus he will do whatever it takes in order to prevent the souls being released from the abyss, if they entered the kingdom of the beyond still not having found faith in Jesus Christ. Such souls can only be helped through loving intercession, because this means certain rescue from the fall into the abyss, from the worst darkness. But this is what he wants to prevent people from doing, since loving intercession is the only means to strengthen the will of these unfortunate souls, so that they become receptive to the teachings given to them in the kingdom of the beyond by spiritual guides. All unredeemed souls lack the strength to improve their situation. They depend on loving intercession by people, which in turn gives them strength without any kind of obligation. No being will be able to resist love forever, and that is what the adversary wants to prevent. If a human being willingly accepts being taught by the spirit within himself, he will always receive truthful clarification. But if the working of the spirit in the human being is questionable, if he does not receive knowledge from me directly but from beings in the spiritual kingdom which he cannot control himself, he should be cautious and seriously scrutinize whether the imparted teachings correspond to truth. For then he can easily become Satan's helper if he spreads spiritual knowledge which contradicts the truth. It is easily verified if a person uses love as a guideline. Does it correspond to my love and wisdom to deny help to an unhappy being? Would I allow a being, which is longing for redemption and light, to remain imprisoned by Satan's claws? Only the beings will decide whether it accepts help, but help will never be denied. Satan will never be granted this power, for I will never condemn but only ever try to rescue the souls from the abyss. And this salvation, if the soul itself is too weak, can only take place by means of strength of love which is imparted to poor souls by people or by the beings of light. And loving intercession by someone on earth has the effect of strength which benefits the soul and fortifies its will, but the will of the soul will be complied with. The fact that my act of salvation is continued in the kingdom of the beyond has its foundation in my immense love for all my living creations. Time and again I will help the fallen beings to ascend, although I respect their free will. A person's love on earth for such unredeemed, unhappy souls is a flow of strength which touches the souls and can stimulate their will to accept the instructions which they are also able to receive in the spiritual kingdom, providing them at first with a faint light which will increase in proportion to their willingness to accept instructions. My love has no end, it also applies to these souls. And I will never allow the adversary to stop them when they look for the path to the light. So I continually entrust these souls to people so that they may remember them in silent intercession, and truly, no soul will be lost who is remembered in loving intercession. preaching to people the futility of intercession for souls and the beyond is a truly satanic doctrine. This teaching cannot have originated from me since it is completely contrary to my plan of salvation, which includes the kingdom of the beyond, and everyone on earth can participate simply through loving intercession. Time and again I say to you that you could redeem all inhabitants of hell by virtue of intercession. For my adversary is powerless in the face of love. Love will seize from his hands every soul he would like to keep captive. Compared to love, he is no strength, and thus he wants to stop people from acting with love by lying to you humans about the effectiveness of your loving intercession. And he finds willing people who accept such error and eagerly endorse it as truth. And if these people considered that their doctrines totally contradict my love and wisdom, they would soon realize they error themselves, for I will always try to redeem and never condemn the souls. And every human being who is willing to love will support me in this act of salvation so that Roman 1, for the sake of their love, can bestow strength and yet do not act in opposition to the law of eternal order. Amen.